Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Josiah Troyer.
Hey, Josiah. How are you doing today? How's it going so far?
I am doing good. You?
That's good. That's good. That's great to hear. Tell me, was there something in specific I could help you out with today?
Yes. I just got done talking with another guy called Ben. He was helping me with my video verification. On my Local Splash page, it does not say I'm verified with the Google, but I'm verified on Google itself. So I would like to know what's going on. I'm verified on my Google page. Everything's good to go, but my with you guys, it says I'm not verified.
Okay, let me go ahead and double check. A lot of times when you're recently verified, it just needs to sync. It takes a while, like 24 hours for it to sync. You shouldn't be worrying about that, but let me double check just to make sure, okay? Let me check that out. Final Impressions Landscaping, right?
Yes.
Okay. Still here with you, checking everything out. Okay, yeah, so actually on my end, the video it's not showing that you're verified on Google.
Yeah, that's what I was, but I am actually verified because I have my own Google page. Everything's clear.
Could you send me a screenshot of that? Maybe it's a different page that we're not managing that's verified.
I am. It says here, you manage this business profile. But it has your website on it that you're managing.
Okay, because the one I'm checking out, I'm actually even seeing that you haven't even accepted the invitation for manager. Could you send me a screenshot of that one, please? That's probably the issue. We just have the wrong Google business profile on our end.
What's the number you want me to send it to?
Let me go ahead and send you a text message. That way it's easier for you. Just reply to
it. Okay.
He just sent you a text message?
Okay, and it is sending.
Do you have a cell phone, too? You might be able to look it up, see if it pulls up. That was just on Google Maps. Hello?
Let me go ahead and check it out. I just received a picture. I'm just waiting for it to load really quick. All right. Let me check. Final Impressions Landscaping LLC. Okay, no, that's not where you check if you're verified. You actually have to go to the business settings themselves. Like, for example, right now I'm on the business settings for the Google profile page, and it's showing up that you still need to verify. I'm actually even seeing that you haven't accepted the invitation. Like, I'm going to go ahead and send you a link where you could go ahead and check that out.
But I am on something right now that says I'm verified. I can see. It says Final Impressions Landscape, and it has my address, and it has a check mark, and then it says verified, and it says see your profile.
Okay, send me a screenshot of that. I'm going to go ahead and send you a link, Raj. With this link, you're going to be able to see if there's several business pages that you have, or if it's just
There's two profiles. There's Final Impressions Landscaping, then that one says suspended. And there's one that says verified. There's just Final Impressions Landscaping, and there's one Final Impressions Landscaping LLC.
Oh, okay, so several profiles are showing up on your end. In that case, just grant us access to the one that's already verified. That way you don't have to go through the whole verification again.
Well, it's all good right now. If it's verified, then.
Yep,
but how is your
verified
website? Am I verified? Or your website is on the page. So I have. Do I have access to the website to control that?
For the website? So the website that you have, let me double check. The website that you have is through us. So any changes that you want to make on the website, we could go ahead and make those changes. We could link it to that Google Business profile page.
It is linked to this profile page already.
We don't have access to that business page, Josiah.
Then there's something. Well, your website is on that Google listing. Like, I can access there's a little button that says website. That accesses this website.
Okay, but there's a little option where you could check who has access to that Google Business profile page. If you click on the name itself, where it's showing up all your listings, it's going to take you to, like, it seems like a Google search. But it's going to give you the options to edit your profile, read reviews, photos, posts, performance. And it should have three dots on the top right-hand corner. Because we don't have access to any other Final Impressions Landscaping, but the one that we created for you, and the one that we created for you is not verified, and you haven't accepted the manager invite. That's the only one that we have access to.
Well, if I already have access to this one, so I honestly don't. That's why I'm not, because then I don't really need you guys. If that's taken care of, honestly, I'm like,
I mean, it's one thing to get the profile verified, but it's another thing to manage your profile, Josiah.
Yeah, I know. But you guys are way too expensive to freaking manage it. That's one thing that I'm just, like, trying to avoid, because it's my buddy does that. So I could just get him to manage it for a lot cheaper than you guys are doing it. So,
I mean, definitely, you could definitely have anybody else manage it. You could even manage it yourself, right? But it's way different having it managed professionally than somebody that doesn't have that many years of experience, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I get it. Definitely, definitely. How many years of experience do you have?
Me, personally, I have 16. But the whole team, I mean, everybody's well-versed in it, right? But regarding the actual profile itself, if the payment's the issue, we could see about either removing a certain service because, for example, right now you have Facebook ads too, right? So we're also running the Facebook ads. And taking away the Facebook ads, and if you just want us to manage the Google profile itself, then that would be
really since everything's created, I just want to be able to change everything myself. Like if I want to add something, like there's no reason for, like I can manage that myself. If I need to add photos, do all the managing, yeah, 100%, I'll be doing that. I don't need advertising, in my opinion, is just like scammers do, because you need to advertise to really get business. I have not advertised really anything. An advertisement has not the money I've been paying you all these months have not gotten a single client, just to let you know.
No single client? No closed deal because you've been with us?
Nope, not a single thing. So, do you know what I mean by advertisement? I get all my clients from word of mouth, literally. That's the greatest. That's been what's been keeping me busy. So all I need is a little bit of a site so someone can Google me now that I have that. What do I need to move forward on managing the website?
For managing the website right now, you have the website with us. So there's two options in regards to the website. For example, if you no longer want us to manage the Facebook ads and the Google profile itself, we have an option that's hosting that we would only be managing the website for you, and that's $49 monthly. Any changes, whatever you want to make, we could go ahead and do that. You still have access to the website editor on the app, so you would be able to make any changes yourself too. That's the whole thing, right?
I want to do everything by myself. The Facebook ads, the everything.
Okay, so you want to cancel services and do everything yourself?
Yep.
Is that what you mean?
Yep.
Well, we could cancel services at any time. Right now, the service is paid up until March 15th. You could either cancel services now or wait till March 13th, 14th to cancel the services. Canceling the services, since you still want the domain itself, we sell the domain for $99, and you would stick with the final impressions landscaping.com. But that's just the domain itself. It's not the website.
But I would need to recreate the entire website.
Exactly. You would take that domain with someone else. Like you said, maybe a friend that knows how to do websites, or you would take that to Wix or any other website provider for them to manage your website.
Okay.
The only thing you would be buying is the domain itself.
What can I do to have the exact same website? I buy it from you. You guys created it. I paid you a shit ton of money to do that. What can I do to just literally, I am managing everything. Your name gets off. Your name, you can't manage it anymore. Like, just switch management.
Well, yeah, that would just be canceling services with us. If you cancel services with us, the only thing is the website. The website, you can't take the website. That's a website that we created. The only thing that we could sell you is the domain. If you still want to keep the actual website design and everything, well, you would have to pay a hosting for $49 a month.
Goddamn. Okay, I'll let you know on that then. Yeah.
Just make sure you reach out to us before March the 15th. Since payments are automatic, just reach out to us. Even if you could reach out to us 2 days before March 15th, that's even better.
Yep, we'll do that. Okay, thank you.
No, definitely. Any questions, we'll be here available, and any doubts, well, you already know how to reach us.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
No, best of luck, Josiah. Have a good rest of your day.